Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I was in the airport yesterday, and I was flying back, and just in the American Airlines terminal at LAX. I just walked in, normal. But it's just funny, sometimes you don't see anybody. Sometimes you see a lot of people at once, like famous people.
Oh, yeah,
well,
LA.
I walk in, and I see a couple missionaries, and they were big fans. They were going to South Korea, and they were like, oh, my goodness. And so I spent time talking to them, and they said, you know who just walked by? And I was like, who? And they were like, Val and Jenna from Dancing with the Stars. They both dance still. Yeah. Jenna danced with Grocery Store Joe. Val danced with Nancy McKeon, but they just got married.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh, that's cool. So saw them, talked to them for a few minutes. And then as I'm walking, I see Maggie from The Walking Dead. Don't know her real name, but she was by herself. It didn't matter what her real name is. I mean, it does matter, but I know Mike's looking it up real quick, feverishly.
I don't know her.
And she's on a new show. Big character on Walking Dead. But I see her walking by herself, head kind of, not head down because she was trying to hide from being famous. She was just kind of like doing her deal.
Oh, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lauren Cohen?
She kind of looked like she'd been on a long flight.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
She looked tired. Okay.
So I won't bother. I'm 99% sure that was her. And then, hey, check her Twitter, see if she's on the road like yesterday. I'm almost positive it was her, if not someone like. And then I saw Alyssa Ragu, the girl who got voted off American Idol the night before.
Oh.
And I really like her and her dad. She's a teenager, but it was a little awkward.
Did you walk the other way when you saw
her? No, right up to him. And I was just like, hey, like, stink. Listen, I thought she should have been voted off. So I didn't go like, I can't believe you got voted off. I think that would have been disingenuous of me. But I said, hey, here's the good thing. Is that I don't think they're doing a tour where they make the top 10 go tour. Like, right now, you're a teenager, you should start right now, because this is the time when most people are looking at you. Like, don't take a month off. That's what I told her. Like, don't take a month off and be tired and, like, relax. This is the time right now where you get to hit while it's hot. And so I had a good talk with them, because I like her dad a lot.
She look around and be like, are there cameras here? Because
hey, mentor never
America's stopped. Mentor didn't stop. He's mentoring me at the airport.
Mentor don't stop. But yeah, it was all like 5 minutes. Sat there and, like, then got on the airplane. The entire system was down.
Ugh.
And I don't check bags. I will not check a bag.
Unless you have to.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
You just always have a carry-on size?
No, I don't check bags.
Okay.
I don't like waiting.
But you pack light, too, right? I mean, you don't take a lot of stuff.
I just go naked. I don't even wear clothes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just,
you shop when you get there.
Yeah, so but everybody checking a bag, they all missed our flight.
Like, oh, no.
They're like 40 people or
and
so.
They just like...
They sent us anyway. No delay. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. That mm-hmm. would be... I bet nobody... Got mad about that.
You would have been part of that 40, huh, Amy?
I try not to check, but sometimes I have to check. I mean, sometimes my bag is not going to fit.
Well, my assistant had her bag, and she couldn't. She had to check it, and she couldn't get on the flight. So she didn't get in until...
dear.
Because I got in like 5 o'clock yesterday p.m. She got in like midnight or 1 a.m. Had to connect through 2 cities, I think, to get back. I felt bad for her, but I'm not waiting. What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Sit and wait.
Oh, you like missed the flight for her?
Yeah.
No.
I had to get back and do work.
That's right.
And I had to get back. You don't fall on the sword for baggage. I'll check bags.
Fall on the sword.
Yeah. I saw a JetBlue flight was quarantined at JFK Airport in New York after a measles scare because they thought somebody on the flight had measles.
Wow.
And so they locked the whole flight down.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, nobody leaves this flight.
I don't doubt it. There was some doctor on the news the other day talking about basically you just look at somebody with measles and you'll get it.
A JetBlue flight landed at JFK was temporarily quarantined after crew members mistook mosquito bites for measles. Yeah, and again, the more I read, as people are still calling the show, I'm like, hey, will you guys still make sure to answer these calls? What happens is, as we do this, West Coast is a couple hours behind us, so they're hearing segments from like 2 hours ago, and if I get some good ones, I'll throw them on during the post-show, pre-show.
Oh, gotcha.
But, when I read all these stories about how these other countries propagandized us into thinking that vaccinations were bad, like they started these online where it's like you shouldn't get vaccinated, it starts autism. And that's
I didn't know who started it, but it was other countries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just hear Jenny McCarthy talk about it.
Probably got it from a meme.
A meme. Mm-hmm. I feel like she probably did more research than that, but...
Probably got it from a meme. Rebecca in Colorado. Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
I just want to let you know that I recently drove from Denver to Iowa, and my husband and I were able to catch your whole show, and it made the drive so much better.
Oh, yeah? How long was that drive?
Yeah, they started at 4 a.m., 9.5 hours, and we left at 3:30 in the morning, so we started your show at 4 a.m.
So you listened to it for just a whole show, obviously, which is 5 hours, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what'd you do after that, though? What'd you listen to after that? Hopefully you just went in silence, because I want you cheating on us.
No, we listen to country music. We're country fans through and through.
Well, that's good.
I'm from Iowa, so that makes sense.
Well, I'm glad that we could entertain you a bit. I appreciate that call. What else is going on today?
Nothing. I'm a little late to work because I've been sitting in my car waiting for you, but my husband is going to be so jealous. We both listen to your show. When we get home at night, we talk about you because he catches the morning part and I catch the later part.
Well, then on the podcast, check it out, because you'll be on the post-show pre-show, which is what we're doing right now.
Oh, awesome. That's so great. I'm such a big fan. I'm like, have such an adrenaline rush for being on the phone with you right now.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Glad you made the trip safe. And call us back sometime, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye, Rebecca. There you go. A fake Jason Statham conned a woman out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh. You know, it sucks. Cause
which one is he?
He's the bald one. The bald guy that's awesome. You'll know as soon as I look him up, though. He's the bald guy that's awesome.
Jason Statham.
Tell me what you think of as soon as you see him on Google Image.
I don't know him.
What?
No. What's he in?
Every good, awesome movie for ball guys. By the way, let me say this, guys. If someone contacts you claiming to be a big star and they don't have a blue check mark, it's not them. There are lots of accounts now that are faking me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot. And I get messages from people I know. Like Tommy Chuck, he's our cluster manager in Tampa. Known him since a teenager. Sends me a message. He goes, "Hey, are you messaging me with a fake account that only your super friends get?" And I'm like, "No, I don't have a fake." And I was like, "Don't be that guy."
Wow.
So Tommy said he gave the fake me $10,000.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. But you will not get a message from me unless it's got a blue check mark. But it's also like Bobby Bones 2.
Right.
Because everybody knows my name's Bobby Bones 69.
Right, yeah, that's the real one.
But sometimes if they do an underscore, it's at the end, it's hard to really see. Like if they do Bobby Bones.
There's a blue check mark. I'm Mr. Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Yeah,
so that clarifies. And there's a blue check mark. But yeah, this person thought it was Jason Statham. Said, "Hey, what's up? And she, hundreds of thousands of dollars. He started putting the moves on her. Convinced her he was in love with her. He started asking her for money. He was having financial difficulties because of a delayed film payment. She was vulnerable because her mother and her fiance had recently died, and hundreds of thousands of dollars is what she ended up sending him, which sucks. So I had that. Just be careful. Just be careful. Look at the blue. If you think, and I think that's part of the reason Amy got a blue check mark, because there are fake Amy accounts now. There are a couple of those.
Yeah, there's some fake ones. But then when you go look, one is really good. They copy everything I do pretty much. But then other ones, it's like got two posts, and it's like, okay. That's not me.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. You complained to them or something?
Well, it was just you had too many fake accounts. They were messaging me, and I sent them some money. I thought it was you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, great. I would never ask you for money on Instagram, Bobby.
I know, just off. Yeah. Anybody else getting hit out for tickets for Saturday?
Oh, my God.
Me
nonstop.
Are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have family. My mom is the main one. She's like, "Nah, I got some friends." And then your cousin wants to come into town. I'm like, "Mom, come on, I don't have that many tickets."
Did you ask for any?
I asked for 4. I said, "This is all I can get." And I mean, my request now are up to what, 9?
Oh, I'm an 8.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those tickets are expensive.
I know. So I'm telling everyone, no promises.
I felt bad asking for 2.
Yeah.
They were like, "Do you need any tickets?" And I was like, "Ugh, I know these are tough tickets." I was like, "I'll just take 2. I didn't know you guys were requesting like row G.
Yeah, well, I haven't requested. I requested the most 7. I said, if you can make it possible, 7 would be great. If not, don't worry about it.
Wow. See, yeah.
But the pressure comes in when family's hitting you up.
No.
Yeah,
no?
And high school friends, and you feel like you got to get everybody tickets.
I don't feel that way. For me... Yeah, that's a weird thing that I just block out now. Somebody needs tickets, tough titty, man.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Strong.
Is that a saying?
Strong.
Is that a saying
I
need to
start
using? I've
heard it before, but I mean, it's like, that's what you're like.
Well, my wife's like, tough titty, babe.
Yeah, tough titty.
Tough titty, we can't afford that this month.
I can't imagine if someone's asking me for a ticket and I'm like, tough titties.
Well,
Dad, can we get snacks in the movies? Tough titties, kids. No.
Yeah, like, what?
No, you know, tough titty.
Like, who? I mean, no, I've heard that before, but not in a very, very, very long time, and not like for real.
Well.
But Bobby's like, that's what I tell myself in my head. I just have to block it out.
Tough titty.
Is it one titty or two? Is
we
it
can titties? Do both, right?
No, well, you tough can, but me, I just get tough titty.
Yeah.
But
I think it's just one.
For me,
why
though.
Why is this so funny to me right now?
I don't.
There's not no deep thoughts in Bobby's head. Tough titty.
If it's somebody super close to me, it'll be, you know, soft titty, and I get them one.
Okay.
But, yeah, if it's, like, nice, super close. But they know, they also know the sensitivity I'm working with.
Yeah.
And so, but if it's somebody, like, I get sent songs. Sometimes.
Oh, gosh, you do?
All the time. Sometimes I don't know the numbers. I don't know how to get my number. And it'll be like, hey, I got a new song, check it out. I don't even click it. I don't even listen. I don't listen to stuff. I got a song. The only songs I will listen to, for example, Adam Hambrick sent me a song. He goes, I'm not even recording this. It's just something funny we did. I will listen to that.
Okay, no pressure on that.
Yeah, nobody wants it played.
Yeah.
Adam Hambrick's a dear friend, and he was like, this is a funny song we did. I thought you'd find it funny. We're not even recording it. And I was like, cool. And Walker will send me songs sometimes, Walker Hayes. And because that was such a thing we did way early on, I kind of don't shut that down.
Oh, right.
That's grandfathered in.
Yeah, he got there before the...
Before I was just like, yeah. No mm-hmm. more. And he sent me a song last night. It was so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Because he put out 90s country, and I thought it was fine. That was, you know, trying to get on the radio. Wasn't my favorite. I like the Walker stuff that's like super personal.
Yeah.
Oh, like his Craig.
Like all, even that first record he did where it was the tapes. The
yeah, beer.
The 8 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, that's what I found Walker Hayes. We already knew him, but that's when I was like, oh, he's different. He writes. This next song here, I don't even know if he's putting it out, but I listened to it. I didn't reply to his email, but I was just like, in my head, I was like, oh, man.
Why do you think people send you stuff? Is this just to play it or just opinion? Like, they want your, like, feedback or... Probably different, huh? I guess if they send...
Okay.
If they send you
fair
like
question.
Go ahead.
If it's not a huge artist, for me to hear and go, maybe I'll play it. If it's a middle to low, if it's a low artist, just please play it. If it's a middle artist, it's a little bit of both. I don't like it. I don't listen to music. I have one friend that's a massive artist that will send me songs for absolute critique.
Just
because
it
doesn't matter what he puts out, it's going to be a hit. So it's not like, hey, will you play it? Because if it gets picked as a single, it's going to get played mm-hmm. and it's going to be number one. So it's kind of, I'll just tell you the story without telling you the artist. He sent me a song forever ago. And if he comes in and tells a story, I'm okay with it. But forever ago, and he's like, hey, what do you hear? Like, what sticks out to you after hearing it once? Because he knew it was a great song. And I was like, well, the fact that I could kind of sing the guitar part back. That's fun if there's like not just a chorus, but you also can sing back a guitar part. And he was like, all right, cool. Then he calls me again 3 weeks later and goes, hey, they don't want to use it as a single. But I like the other song, but the other song's slow, and I don't want to have to play it all summer. A slow song all summer in concert as a single. He's like, what would you do? And I was like, it didn't matter what you put out right now. It's going to be a massive hit. The songs are both good. Put out what you want to play.
Yeah, what he wants. Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't asking for play. The song may have already went number one.
Oh, it's already played?
It's not number one yet. Okay. But it will be a number one. And he ended up going with that one. And I don't know if I've told that story before.
No, I've never heard it.
Have you heard that story?
Yes.
Do you know who it is?
Yes.
Did I tell it on the air or off
the
air?
No, you told me. I know who it is.
Okay. But that was absolutely not for airplay because it doesn't matter. He's going to get it. It'll be a number one. He could fart through a walkie-talkie and it'd be a number one.
Yeah. This one might give away who it is.
Does this one have walkie-talkie farts?
Yeah. At this point, yeah.
But that's why people have different reasons, but I really don't listen to songs unless I know it's not to be played back.
Yeah.
I'm just out of that game, too. I'm really out of the, let me just go try to discover new artists. Not because I don't love it, but because I don't have time anymore. I listen to new music on, like, if I'm flying, I'll find stuff, but I'm just not in that game. Then you have, certain companies penalizing other people. Like, let's say, Musical Service A discovers somebody, Musical Service B is like, oh, they discovered them, not playing them. And there's no reason to shut down art because you're competitive. Because two middle-aged to older men, because two chubby white guys are fighting with each other, you're going to penalize an artist.
Right.
So I kind of checked out of that game. Now it's like, I bring someone on if I like them. We don't even bring that many guests on anymore. Do you notice that?
Yep.
Because I'm just like, this is what happened with this show. We came in, we were told we were the worst thing to ever happen to radio and the format. I was told, don't do interviews. because research says you shouldn't do interviews. I was like, no, research says what's happened in the past with decisions and things that they can judge based on past. I'm not doing interviews like other people do. I'm doing interviews. And if research says my interviews aren't good, then we'll stop. So we start doing them. Guess what research says? People like to hear the interviews that we do on the show. So we start doing them. And then every clone of us starts to do them. There are a lot of clone shows.
Other radio shows, yeah.
That they didn't pick to be a clone of us, but companies put them together. And they went searching for shows that were like us. And they would put shows together. I don't hate it. It happens all the time in every form. So they start doing interviews. And another show starts to. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have these long form art, these guys play in the middle of their interviews. I didn't invent that, but for this format, it really wasn't being done. So that was how people do interviews to play, and now everybody does. So now I don't even have artists play really, because I'm like, you know what? We're good. Like, if you're, especially big artists, I'm like, it's morning. Unless you just really want to play,
yeah. We're
good. I'm having an issue right now, a positive issue with Lady Antebellum, because I was like, guys, don't play. And they're coming in a bit because they have a record coming out. I was like, don't play. We know you can sing. We have a lot to talk about anyway. I love they're friends of mine. And I was like, we have a lot to talk about. And I think that knowing how Charles is, I think he was insulted. He was like, no, we'll effing play. And I was like, now
it's a challenge now.
Yeah, yeah. And so now I want artists to go into other shows and be irritated they have to play. Because yeah. I just have to always kind of stay like a quarter a step ahead. And so that's a weird thing, but hey, we made our bed. Now we shall lie in it.
Yeah,
but I don't have a lot. I like when Ingrid came in and played. She's new. I think people needed to hear that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, no one knows who she is. So there's her music.
And listen, in a studio, you make anything sound good.
Yeah, and she killed it.
She killed it.
Gosh, she's so good.
Her name's Ingrid Andress. Do I have a clip of that up here? I don't know what page we're on right now. Here it is, right there. There you go. But I'm a lady like whoa. She was so good. Get you kicked out the garden of Eden. Untamable, unframable. Mona Lisa. Amy's writing me a note right now. For me or for you?
For you?
Hold it up. But, I won't read it out loud.
Okay. Well, it's just who I'm texting with someone very important right now, and they need to know.
How many? Oh. 150.
Oh, really? I'm glad I asked, because I was going to wait. That was way under that.
150. We're in 150 cities, but that counts Canada. In the States and Canada, we're 150 cities. Through radio and digital, they say we talk to 9 million people a week.
Ooh, that's good.
9 million people a week.
Now, this is counting not only the radio show and the radio podcast, but also my Bobbycast.
Wow.
That's what they say. Dude, I don't.
That's an amazing number.
It could be more. It could be less.
Wow.
I just know what the data says. We're trying to line up a guest that I just kind of jumped last minute. I said, Amy, do you know that? And Jimmy's like, yeah. Someone that wouldn't normally come on the show. And I guess they want to.
My old roommate works with someone that's like really awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, hey,
college.
Can we get her on? And so the ask is what to just to go to her.
Well, yeah, she goes, I'm going to talk to her today. She's like, how many markets are you all in again now? She's like, so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just making sure she has all the facts when she presents it to her, because she's
Kim Kardashian.
Pretty yep. big deal.
I would say this person's not bigger than, but it has a loyal of following as.
Wow.
I mean,
we don't want to say who it is. We may not get her. I mean, we can't even say who it is.
Yeah, we can say who it is. I'm pretty sure it'll be a lineup.
Ariana Grande.
She got famous through Oprah.
No.
Well, she
not
has
true.
Books. I know.
Not true.
Okay. Well, I will say
Dr.
that a
lot.
She got Oprah.
But
Gail?
I'm telling you,
no.
Her TED Talk is what did it for her.
That's true. You're right.
That's what
her TED Talk put her on the map.
It blew
and it was
up,
amazing.
And the rest did it.
Yeah. Don't know who you're talking about now.
Brene Brown.
No. I don't know
Oh,
who that is.
Oh wow. You know, y'all need to get vulnerable.
Well,
is that your thing?
If you don't listen, if you don't know, you don't. I mean, listen. The most famous, this is my whole talk about what mm-hmm. fame is now. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody's famous to somebody.
Mm-hmm. What do you say? Niche?
We're all niched out.
That's
we
it.
Find our niche. We can be fulfilled with our own niche now. We don't have to go to pop stars and get all our fix from them. We can find exactly the kind of music and content that we want.
She's a PhD MSW.
Oh, I know her.
She's, yeah.
Yes.
I've read one and a half of her books. I started her Netflix special last night.
Wow.
So like
fantastic.
Me, my sister, all my girlfriends and Bobby will be geeking out over this.
Yeah, you say the Netflix special. So it's like her on stage talking.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Almost
it's
like a
new.
Comedy thing, but it's not funny.
It's not she's kind of funny.
Wow, motivating.
But she's super famous.
Her TED Talk has over 35 million views.
Yeah.
It's one of the top 5 in the world.
All right, I'm gonna check this out.
You know what number one is? Mine.
Yeah. Is it really?
No.
No.
I do have one though up there. It's called Fail It. No, that's my book. I did write my book based on the TED Talk though, which is called Winning by Losing. And Winning by Losing turned into Fail Until You Don't.
Dang. She has a husband that's a doctor too.
They're both yeah.
Really smart.
Yeah. So
well, and she's just a good way of communicating what she's trying to say and getting through to you and making you think like within and how to and good parenting stuff too, Eddie.
We may not get her on. I don't know. This is literally happening right now. So, but if we do, that'd be cool. I wonder if there's anything else I want to mention real quick. I know Lunchbox was where did you go where you ran into all the frat guys?
I was at a hotel, so we had a charity event, and someone was staying at the hotel there, so we went
where?
Up there.
In Nashville?
In Austin.
Okay.
And we're downtown, and we're like, oh, let's go up to the hotel room and have a few drinks before. And we're walking down the hall, and we got the alcohol in our hands, and these frat guys from SMU are walking down the hallway, and they look at us, and they go, oh, my gosh. Adults do the same stuff we do, and it made me feel so old that they looked at us as adults. Like, they were blown away that older people, they felt like older people were still partying, and they called us adults.
They're adults, too, though.
No, but no,
they're
again,
21 years
but imagine
old.
Imagine if you're 21 and a 37-year-old. At 37, you don't feel like much difference, but at 21, you do.
Okay.
I mean, they were just blown away that we were still partying at that age. Huh. And they called us, they and go,
he was
man,
insulted.
Adults do this too. First time in my life I felt old.
Ever in your whole life?
Well, that's the oldest I've ever felt. That moment right there.
What about when you tore all your ligaments playing rec soccer?
Nope. That happens. That can happen to a 12-year-old. But them calling me an adult was like, ugh.
An adult. Well, I mean, you are though, right?
I mean, I guess I'm kind of an adult. Yeah. I'm married.
Yeah. In your 30s, you're an adult.
Not necessarily.
Anything we want to say? You have a second to say anything you want about anything, Amy?
Oh, anything? So many things.
Well, it's just a spot.
Mind.
We go around the room. You can always prepare and say anything you want. Anything you want to promote?
Okay.
You always have the opportunity to do
What's
it.
Today? Tuesday. Yes. My Q&A. I'll promote my Q&A episode, my fifth thing, because my podcast is on Thursdays, and then Bobby was like, hey, you're getting lots of emails with questions. You should add a Q&A on Tuesday. So I do that now, and I just hope people know that it's there. So if they've sent me an email, they can see if they got a shout out, and yeah. I answer it.
Search Four Things with Amy Brown and check out her podcast, Lunchbox.
Well, we got the Sore Losers podcast. Eddie, Ray, and myself, we do a little sports podcast. It's fun. It's kind of just us being idiots. If you want to listen more of us, don't necessarily have to love sports to listen to it. And I'm ready to wrap this up because I got to go to the bathroom so bad.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to hear what Eddie and Bobby has to say.
Eddie, anything you want to promote?
I mean, I don't really. Oh, Bobby mentions a movie that he saw in this
later on,
and I just want to say, yes, he's right. And if you haven't seen this movie, you must watch it.
I don't know that I would recommend it to people.
Ooh, I would.
I don't think it's for everyone.
I do.
But you'll hear about it later on in the show.
Yeah.
Nikki Glazer, one of my dear friends, funniest person I've ever met. She came over to the house, and we did almost a 2-hour Bobby cast. I think we could have done 4.
Mm.
Funniest person you've ever met?
Oh, she's so funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's a funny person. I mean, her comedy's a little blue for other people, for some people, but she's the funniest person I've ever met.
Blue means sad?
No, blue means, like, dirty to some people.
Oh, yeah.
To her, it's not dirty. To her, that's just how she is. You know, dirty's all relative.
Sure.
Some people think I'm dirty.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, yeah, sure, what I'm not. In my mind, but she's not in her mind.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Because she just says it.
Right. Whatever
it is, she just says
she's
it.
She's the funniest person I've ever met. Because we've both written for each other, too, a bit. And helped each other out with jokes, which is fine. I helped her out with a clean joke.
And, she's like, how do I clean this up?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then she helped me out with a joke once. I was like, I'm stuck. I'm about to go on stage. And she was like, why don't you do this? And I was like, freaking brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? But she's a real life comedian. I'm like a partial life comedian.
Yeah.
She's like a real life comedian, like as legit as can be. And she doesn't even try to be this funny in this show, but she's super smart and funny. Search Bobby Cast, Nikki Glazer. I'm trying to get 1 million Instagram followers.
Oh, where are we with that? Now that I'm verified, I can maybe hook you up.
Thank
900
you.
And
my name's Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm at 950.
Whoa, so you are close. So close.
I know.
Oh. Let me go tag you in something.
You gotta do something. You gotta do,
guys. The thing is, when I get 1 million,
yeah, no, you got to do something to get 50,000.
I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah,
like this is just a me thing. And I know nobody cares, But if you don't follow me, that'd be awesome. All right, rapping a rap, rapity rap. Don't knock back.
Don't knock back.
Don't knock back. We'll see you. Thanks. Here's Tuesday's show, April 30th. Thank you.
It's time for spring cleaning. Quip's got an easy way to start. With your brushing habits, just 2 minutes twice a day can help pave the way to a healthier mouth and mind. Now, the whole family can get refreshed with Quip. One of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, Quip now has a new kids brush with the same built-in 2-minute timer, sensitive sonic vibrations for healthier gums, and a multi-use cover for brushing on the go as their adult brush. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for $5. Just a friendly reminder for when it's time to refresh and help you stay committed to your oral health. Over 1 million mouths love Quip, so why not make the commitment this year to a better, healthier smile? Quip starts at just $25, but if you go to getquip.com/smile, you can get your first refill pack for free. Start smiling brighter right now and get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/smile.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Why don't we start with this? Here is your quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
George Halas used to coach the Bears. He said, "Nobody who ever gave their best regretted it." I'm going to tell you where this comes into my mind all the time. Amy, I get on this bike. I get on this Peloton bike that I ride. And it's the hardest long-form thing I've ever done because I'll do 45-minute rides where it's the whole time I'm pushing as hard as I can because I'm racing people in my mind. They're probably not racing me, but it gives you a score and you're racing. And there are times where I get really tired and I'm like, oh, I just want to take it easier. But then I tell myself, when I'm done with this workout, I'm going to be so happy that I didn't let up.
Right.
Because it's always, you know me, I do numbers. With food, with working out. It's like, I can actually push through this for the next 7 to 8 minutes. And then for 4 hours, be so happy that I worked so hard. And so I read that this morning and thought that was a cool thing to share. No one who ever gave their best regretted it. While you're doing it, it may actually feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. But when you're done... And I wrote this on my Insta story a few days ago because someone was talking about their finals. And they were like, how do you stay motivated when you're exhausted? And I was like, you don't. Motivation isn't for when you're exhausted. Motivation is when you're fresh and you're started. When you're tired, it's all about discipline. Like, motivation's cute and it's a fun way to start things. You get motivated, but you don't stay motivated forever. Motivation is just like, it's like the appetizer. Appetizers are fun, but it's not really the big part of the meal. Discipline is actually where all the big things happen. Discipline is when you're uncomfortable, when you keep doing it. And so that's what I wrote. I mean, I wrote mostly my whole last book kind of with that theme. But nobody who ever gave their best regretted it, from George Halas. And I love that quote, and that's the quote of the day to start out. You feel anything about that? Or
no, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's important to look at that. It makes me think, when you do it with all the things, it makes me think of like recent workouts that I've been doing that are different. Like, I've tried to start running again.
Yeah.
And like, I just didn't want to do it. But yesterday I ran 3 miles for the first time in like forever. And I was like, I'm not going to regret doing this. Like, it's going to suck, but when I get done, I'm not going to regret it. And you know what? I did it, and I did it without stopping. And when I got done, I was like, okay, that feels so good.
Well, and let me add to this. Right now you're talking about it and you're actually proud of yourself days later.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself because I haven't done something. I mean, I haven't been running at all, just walking and like weights and a little bit of yoga. But I was like, I'm going to mix it up.
It doesn't have to be exercise. It can be
right. Whatever,
like finals. It can be. So anyway, enough.
Enough
of me just saying things to try to inspire the folks. Let's do this. You know, they gave me a nickname. You know my nickname, Eddie?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, and they gave it to me because I like to reflect on some past greats of country music. And so here we go. On this day in country music, let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1990, The Dance by Garth Brooks is released. The song was written by Garth's friend, Tony Arata. Garth heard it before he even had a record deal. He said, Tony, when I get signed, I'm going to cut it. Garth put it on his self-titled debut album, Garth Brooks. It became number one for 3 weeks. It is considered by many to be Garth's signature song. Boy, he has a lot of signature songs, though. Garth credits the back-to-back success of both The Dance and Friends in Low Places
those two songs together for his success in the 90s period. Which, by the way, on February 6, 2014, the dance was performed by Brooks on the final episode of Jay Leno. Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Oh, wow.
Final episode, go ahead, Garth, come on and sing it.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
We're going to play Win Bobby's Money. And so here's how this works, by the way. I take any of the money I have in my wallet, which, by the way, I got like $20 today. But we'll throw something else in, too. And I play trivia against a listener. Now, Lunchbox has all the questions. I do not have the questions. What are these about? Is this general knowledge?
No. We have a category this year.
Okay.
Or this week.
Go ahead.
It's famous names in history.
Famous names in history.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We have Thomas in Louisiana who is called. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going?
Listen, bud, I'm looking for a challenge. I don't mind getting beat. I'd rather play hard and come out ahead than, you know, just walk through and dominate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Are you?
Yeah.
How about at famous names in history?
I'm pretty good. I like to think I'm pretty smart at them.
All right. Well, let's...
Oh, man, he's not very confident. He's kind of, I'm good at them.
Like, Thomas.
Thomas.
Talk to me, Thomas.
No, I'm pretty good at my I think I got this.
Okay, here we go. Let's play another round of
Win Bobby's Money!
All right, on the phone right now. How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 31.
He is 31 years old. He is a, what's your profession?
Firefighter.
Cool. From Louisiana. Give it up for Thomas, everybody. Woo! Thank you very much.
All right, now we need this guy coming in, the champion, the undisputed champion.
There we go.
He hails from a little town in Arkansas. His name is Bobby Big Head Bones.
You don't know the town I'm from?
No, you forgot it for sure.
I forgot it.
How do you forget where
what?
I come from?
No, I'm fine.
I know your high school, Anderson High. I know your middle school, Marcus in Middle School.
Yeah, I don't know. I just went blank right there. I was just like, man, it's...
Mount Pine, Arkansas, population 772.
Wow. Yeah!
Trying to make you proud. All right.
I almost said Little Rock, but
that would have worked.
No, but that's not right.
But in my heart it is. Okay, hey, Thomas.
All right.
I'm going to leave the room. And so what I do is I go to my office. And luckily for everyone listening on the show, my office is a disaster. I don't even have a way to listen to the show in my office, which makes no sense. None of this makes sense. So I'm going to go sit in my office where I have no way to listen to the show. There's also no internet connection, is there?
No.
No. What is happening?
No.
This is 2020 almost.
Yeah. Yeah. This 1997, I should have an internet in my office. Okay, I'm going to go to my office. Lunchbox is going to ask you 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them. I'll come back and answer the same 10 questions, okay?
All right.
Hey, good luck. I hope you do good. I really do, Thomas.
Thank you.
All right. I'm walking out of the studio now. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Let me get out of the room before you guys go.
Yeah, we'll wait for the door to close.
Yeah.
Vacation.
Thomas started singing it.
That's funny.
Bobby couldn't hear you, but I let him know.
And the door's closed.
All right, Thomas, we really need you to win because, you know, we want Bobby to be knocked down a couple pegs because he's really smart, Quiz Bowl champion since seventh grade. So we need you to win, okay?
Let's do this.
All right, we have 60 seconds. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. The category is famous names in history. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who is the Dutch artist who cut off his ear?
Next.
Who is the first American billionaire?
Bill Gates.
Incorrect. Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know.
Incorrect. Ziggy Stardust was the alter ego of what artist?
George.
Incorrect. Who was the British Prime Minister during World War II?
Man, these are tough. Next, I'm sorry.
Who was the French military leader who rose to power during the French Revolution?
Next.
Oh, my God.
Who was the first president to appear on TV? Hey, Thomas.
Roosevelt.
No, Thomas, it's FDR. Just say FDR.
FDR.
There you go.
Oh, he's on the board. He's on the board.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Author best known for her novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. Bobby's going to dominate these.
No. Hey, great job, Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas.
Great job.
Hey, Thomas, you got one right.
All right. You did great.
Hey.
Thomas, it's all right. Hey.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Thomas killed it.
Hey. Woo. You must, Let me say.
I don't believe what you guys say.
Why? So.
Wait,
let me tell you.
It doesn't matter what you
Thomas say. Fights fires, but in between fires, he must read a lot of books.
You guys can be messing with me, though.
Thomas was amazing,
bro. I'll tell you what.
We have 60 seconds. Thomas, how'd you do, buddy?
Don't say anything, all Thomas. Right. Don't. Not.
All right.
Thomas.
All right, here we go. And
who is the Dutch artist?
Let me start it.
No, it doesn't start until I read the first question, the timer.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready. All right. Go ahead.
Who is the Dutch artist who cut off his ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Who was the first American billionaire?
Rockefeller.
Correct. Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
Correct. Ziggy Stardust was the alter ego.
David Bowie.
All right, correct. Who was the British Prime Minister during World War II?
Pass.
The French military leader who rose to power during the French Revolution was who?
Napoleon.
Correct. Who was the first president to appear on TV?
Pass.
Okay. Who is the author best known for her novel Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Correct. What is the most common last name in the U.S.?
Smith.
Correct.
What?
Who is the British scientist who created the theory of evolution?
Pass. No. Go ahead.
Who was the American actor fatally shot while filming The Crow in which he starred?
Lee.
Correct. What Tejano singer biopic launched the career of Jennifer Lopez?
Selena.
Correct.
Yes, bones.
Who was the first woman inducted?
Do I get to finish the question or no?
That's time.
Okay. It's going to be close.
Mike, how many did Bobby get?
Eight.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Did he do?
Boys and girls.
Did he do good?
Wow. It's going to be
winner.
Tight.
And still, undisputed champion of the world, Bobby Big Head Bones!
I didn't feel like it was my best performance, I'm going to be honest with you.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how many Thomas got right.
How many?
Zero.
Oh.
Well, no, Thomas, you can't take that. Thomas got, gave you the answer.
Thomas got zero, and then I just gave him the answer to one so he would get one right because I felt bad.
Can you?
I was never good at history.
You are your history now.
Will you ask me the ones I missed again? Let me take some educated guesses.
Okay, and then I have a question.
Which ones did he miss?
The Prime Minister of
Darwin, maybe
during World War II.
Amy gave me the other one. I don't think I would have got that one. I don't think. Go ahead.
Who was the British Prime Minister during World War II?
Churchill.
Yeah, correct.
The Queen. Bones.
Oh yeah,
from the Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Netflix.
Who was the first president to appear on TV?
Who was that?
This is the one Thomas got
okay,
right.
This is what I would guess in my head if my life depended on it. I would pick a Roosevelt because around that time, and there are multiples. Roosevelt.
Well, you got to give me
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt's
incorrect.
It's not right.
Crap. Well, why would you say?
Well, it's FDR, but you got to give me
which Roosevelt.
But you can't just.
Then you would say be more specific, and then I would say.
Oh, well, I didn't have time for that. Right. I was, right. you know. But Thomas was
Thomas. You
boy, you want to talk about history?
We're not
going to
talk about it.
You don't like that, Thomas?
Wait, no. Who was the author of best known books of whatever? And Bobby
Harriet
just
Beecher Stowe or something?
Yeah, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say Bobby Bones, but
there you go. Fail till you don't, baby. All right, thank you. Hey, Thomas. yeah, better like never. You know. Not even next time.
Hey, Thomas, maybe call next week, but maybe read a book before now and then. that was bad.
Hey, buddy, appreciate you, though.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
All right,
go
see
save a life.
Yeah, really.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with the big old stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
In recall news, heat wraps are being recalled because they might burn you. If you have Thermacare back pain therapy heat wraps, take them back for a full refund. In Crossville, Tennessee, 2 6th grade students were charged with plotting a school shooting after rumors of a hit list circulated. Luckily, authorities got to them before anything bad happened. In Kansas, they're still trying to find the person who shot at the NFL draft pick, Corey Ballantyne, at a house party. Corey's expected to make a full recovery. His teammate was killed. If you have any information about the shooter, contact authorities.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, does your son want to be a police officer?
He does. Whatever he thinks that entails, I don't think he really knows the day-to-day of what officers do. But yeah, it's totally what he's into right now.
Because they're all so nice to him?
They're all so nice to him. He got to tour a police station when we were in California. It's just like his thing. And so anytime we see one, he goes right up and talks to him. I told you, last time he saw one, he was issuing a ticket. And he went up and said hi.
Oh, that's
and
so like, funny. The cops guys, if you're just turning the show on right now, Amy has an 8-year-old son. And he saw a cop giving a ticket to someone else. And he goes up to the car.
But he just thinks he's on his scooter. So he goes up and he's like, hey, like, can I turn on your siren? I'm like, oh my gosh. like, because officers are so nice and they let him do stuff like that. So anyway, we saw a policeman like eating, and of course Stevenson wants to talk to him. We're like, well, you know, he's probably trying to enjoy his dinner, he's on his break, but go say hi and talk. So we talk to the guy, talk. Then we get outside and we see the police car and it's running. And Stevenson's freaking out, worried that he's going to run out of gas. His main concern is gas all the time now. Mom, do you have enough gas? And so he's like, it's on. We better go tell him that it's on. So we go back inside, tell him that his car is running. And fun fact, I didn't know this, but he was like, oh, yeah, I'm in here eating dinner, but I have to leave it running in case I get a call. I just have to be able to get out there, go out and do my thing. And then I'm like, well, how long does it take to start a car, you know? But my husband, we were talking about on the drive home, like, I wonder why he has to do that. But I think all the computer equipment booting up and stuff, if he needs info, if he got an emergency call, maybe that's why. But I didn't know that. I didn't know if officers were on a break, they could leave their car running, or they had to.
It does make sense, though, about all the computer stuff, because that wasn't just turn on.
Right.
Do they leave their car unlocked and running?
Oh, no, I one's didn't checking try. That.
Like, I'm not grabbing the handle.
I didn't check, nor did I ask, but quickly you're just like, hey, your car's running, but I'm sure he was like, okay, I'm not stupid. But he was like, oh, yeah, I have to do that in case I get a call.
I was reading the story about cars. Do you know you're safer in the front seat than the back in a head-on collision?
I didn't. Why?
Well, if you're sitting in the back seat, they say you could be more at risk of suffering serious injury because it's always insurance, right? Insurance is always trying to figure this out. Because they want to know who's going to get hurt where. And even kids.
Yeah.
And so rear passengers often lack sufficient protections. So you have a seatbelt, but your seatbelt isn't as strong usually. People maybe don't have it on as much in the back seat. Poorly engineered seatbelts in a lot of cars are not made the same up back and up front.
What?
Yeah. So in the same vehicle, people in the back could be more of a risk than in the front. That's why I took Amy's son and I went to hang out. I put him in the front seat.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah, because I read this article. Mm-hmm. You didn't think that was the case?
No.
Oh.
I think you just didn't know. It's fine.
I didn't know.
I know you didn't. That's why there's nothing. It's not like you were trying to be a rebel or try to be cool. Like you didn't know.
Who knew you couldn't put a small year-old child in the front seat and just rock it?
Most of us.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. Chris in Florida. What's up, bud?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
You're not a bud. I guess you can be a bud. But
I'm not a bud, but yeah, I'll take it.
Chris, a dude.
I call my daughter dude, so I'll take it.
Well, Chris, welcome to the show. What are you going to know?
The question is actually for her. She had it narrowed down to two people for her influential biography of the year, and she picked you. So the question about your newest book, she's 10 years old, fifth grade. I know you don't cuss, so I'm not worried about the language, but is the content, is that age appropriate for a 10-year-old? Like, will she be able to get anything from it and kind of, you know?
So you're asking my second book, Fail Until You Don't. She wants to read that and write a report on it, and is that okay?
Yes.
I would say yeah. I would say more so than the first book where I wrote my life story and some of that stuff can get, like, a little sad or a little hardcore. But, Amy, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that it's fine. I agree. The first one, there's probably some stories, which parents still let their kids read, by the way, but they would just not certain parts.
There's just a couple
parts,
that are...
Just a couple parts.
Yeah.
But, no, I think it... And it's great. I think it's great.
And I write on a 10-year-old level, so that's how old your daughter is, right?
It's another really valid point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm basically a 10-year-old. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Tell her good luck.
I will. Thank you so much.
And let me know how it goes. And she better get an A or I will come and not be happy. I'll show up at your door.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. See you later. That's good. Let's go over and talk to Mike in Alabama. Mike, what's up, bud?
What's going on, Bobby? Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm a first-time caller. Just want to say I love the show. I listen to you guys every day. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so you guys... really helped me out with your positivity that I hear from you guys.
Oh, man, appreciate that. Thanks a lot. How many hours are you putting in a week, you think?
Do I listen?
No, that you drive.
Oh, at least 60 hours over the road. You put in some hours and a lot of miles.
Do you have to, like, stop at the gas station and get those bumblebee pills? Because that's what I would do.
No, I start my day with coffee and just try to get good rest.
Sometimes those pills are very intense at the gas station.
Like what they're called?
Well, I don't know what they do.
You've taken one?
No, but I look at them and I always want to. What are some of those pills they have at the beginning?
Yeah, the bumblebee.
They have bumblebee, but then they have the
wasp something.
Yellow jacket. Apparently it's all bugs. Yeah, all the pills are bugs. So you don't take those over-the-counter gas station pills, Mike?
No, I don't like how they make me feel. Make me feel jittery.
Do you ever have people do their arm thing where they still make you honk out the door, out the window?
Yeah, and I don't even have an air horn, so I just kind of toot my city horn.
Oh, man.
Oh, such a letdown.
Yeah, no.
But I pull my arm and then toot the horn, so I'm pretending like I'm doing it. But
that's still a thing where kids will do that, because when I was growing up, if we saw an 18-wheeler truck, you better believe we were doing it.
And it actually brightens my day up. It'll kind of put a smile on my face that I could do that for the kids.
One time, Lunchbox mooned a truck driver.
Oh, man, I got pulled over for mooning truck drivers on the highway. Cops, woo-woo! That doesn't
surprise me, Lunchbox.
Wait, does that happen to you? People moon you or no?
No, I can't say that I've been mooned.
All right, well, there you have it. Hey, listen, I appreciate that call. Mike, anything else you want to say?
Can I do a shout-out to my... She ain't going to hear it because she's only 8 months old, but... I got a beautiful granddaughter, first-time grandfather, Braylee Nicole.
Well, save this podcast and play it for her when she's also a big fan of the show, because we'll still be doing this hopefully in 10 years. Still doing the same stuff. All right, hey, thank you.
All right,
see you, bud. There you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Wow, this is a good one. Twins who were sent to two separate foster homes at age 14, recently reunited in Springfield, Missouri after losing touch for 60 years.
Oh, wow.
Rosemary Henson and Rosalie Turner, now 73, said they never lost hope they would reconnect. Recently, Rosalie's daughter started looking for her mom's twin through Ancestry.com. They located her in Springfield, Missouri. They drove up, and they're celebrating their birthday together in June, and they're going to have a big party.
That is crazy.
60 years.
It's a long time.
Wow. Yeah, I read that this morning. I thought I needed to share that. Inside Tell Me Something Good. That's such a good one. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Arizona. A man was tired of sitting in traffic on his way to work every morning. He wanted to use the HOV lane. Only problem is he didn't have another passenger. So he went out, got a dummy, dressed it up like a real human, and sat it in the shotgun. Only problem is, police busted him, and he got a big old ticket. I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Do you get road rage, Amy?
Not really, no. No, people get it at me. They do, and I'm like, calm down. I'm not going to hit you.
Wait, why do you think they get road rage at you?
I don't know. I just feel like they get... I don't know. I just happen to encounter people that must be having bad days. I don't know.
Or maybe if it's a consistent thing, you just can't drive.
No, I can. I don't... Do I get in accidents?
Kind of.
No.
You hit weird things.
Non-moving things that aren't other people. Like fire hydrants and stuff.
The number one cause of road rage, what do you think it is?
People cutting them off.
Tailgating.
Oh, tailgating. I don't notice if people are tailgating me.
You don't?
Well, yeah, I guess that means I'm not checking my rearview mirror enough, but...
I feel like I'm a good driver. I'm probably a very cautious driver.
Do you keep a car length space between you and the other car? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really try to do a good job of consciously not getting behind someone at a light, because I hate being stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's trying to get through and you're sitting there and you're like, I'm sorry. Like, I really, if it's green, I won't go forward. I think I'm a pretty good driver. I don't text and drive. Sometimes I'll text and tweet at a stoplight. Sometimes here's the thing, I'll look at my map on my phone when I'm driving, and it may be just as bad as texting and driving.
Yeah.
But that's where I may not be the best, and I don't really know what to do. Because if I'm lost and I type a GPS on my phone, I do hold my phone up and kind of look at it as I'm driving.
I know.
And that's not good.
Mm-mm. What do people know, do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bust out like a paper map?
If someone lets me in, if there's traffic and someone's like, hey, wait, I will put my hand up and wave. And if they don't see it, then I'll roll the window down and stick my hand out the window and wave. Then if they don't see that, you know, I may just stick my head out and look back and be like, thank you. But I'm a very courteous driver.
Yeah, same. Me too. My husband has road rage for sure. We're working on that.
Can you imagine getting into a fight with your husband on a road rage incident? He would.
Oh, do you know how many times I have to tell him to calm down because the person might have a gun and shoot us?
Yeah, but he's the guy I'd be like, oh, you know what? Go get your husband is like Vin Diesel.
He did it the other day in my car. And I was like, oh, great. You just put me in danger because you're in my car. They're going to remember what it looks like. And next time I'm driving down this road, they're going to come after me. Payback.
Have they?
Not yet. Mm. I've been avoiding that road. Trust me. It was a dangerous situation. And these are people you did not want to mess with. But my husband decided he needed to show them what's up because they did something.
What's up? But what's up with him? What's he do?
Oh, he lays on the horn for like a ridiculous amount of time. Like, I wish I could have recorded it. It's not like beep, it's like, like so annoying. And then he like revs up beside people and likes to stare at them.
He revs up and stares?
Nice.
Yes. It's so embarrassing. And then when he's in my, I was like, if you want to do that in your car, first of all, I don't like it. But you especially shouldn't do it in my car. Because now you're putting me in danger. Next, trust me, these are people, they will come and find me.
That means he puts it in neutral and revs it.
And stares.
I don't know what he's doing, but it's bad. Like, he cannot let it go. And I'm like, just take a deep breath and let it go. He's like, well, they're idiots and they need to know it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Bobby
Bones. Yeah. All right, follow me here. I'll read you the lyrics to a song. It has a type of car or truck in them. You just got to name the vehicle.
Okay,
write your answers down. Amy Lunchbox, producer Eddie, our video guy. For example, if I go Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road, had to get her number, it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like blank seats.
Oh, yeah.
Is that example or is that question one?
That's question one.
Okay.
Well, name the kind of car or truck. Now me and her go way back, like blank seats. Everybody knows Body Like a Back Road.
Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks.
All right, let's go around the room here.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
I'm in. Cadillac.
Lunchbox.
Thunderbird.
Eddie.
Cadillac seats.
All right, we have two Cadillacs and one Thunderbird. Let's hear it here.
Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back. Like Cadillac seats.
There you go. Cadillac it is.
Not Thunderbird.
Not
no.
Thunderbird. All right, that's right. Still the game. Don McLean, American Pie. You know, so bye bye, Miss American, right? So the lyric goes, bye bye, Miss American Pie, drove my blank to the levee, but the levee was dry.
In for the win.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Drove my blank to the levee.
In.
But the levee was dry. Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
That's my Chevy.
Eddie?
Chevy to the levee.
Amy?
Chevy.
Show me Chevy.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
There you
levee
go.
Was
everybody gets a point on that one. All right, we're all familiar with this jam right here.
Riding on a horse.
Ha, all right.
Oh.
Oh,
riding on a horse, you can whip your blank. Riding on a horse, you can whip your blank. It's a lyric in that song.
Huh.
Riding on a horse. Yeah. You can whip your... There you go. Think about that one. Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Oh. I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Well, if you're going to whip your horse, you got to be doing that in your Porsche.
A Porsche.
Oh, that's a good horse. One.
Porsche. 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 Yes, Eddie.
Ferrari.
Amy.
Porsche.
Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche or Ferrari.
Oh, I thought you were saying we got it. I was like,
riding
yeah.
on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche.
Porsche, yeah! There it is.
Woo!
Lunchbox is back in the game. Amy's leading with 3. Lunchbox and Eddie both have 2.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go Jason Aldean, Hicktown. Here we go.
Little Jimmy Jackson.
All right. Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his... blank.
I'm in.
You got
what?
It?
I got it.
Yeah. Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his blank.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Tractor.
That's a car. Okay.
Amy?
Jimmy Jackson's jacking up his Jeep.
Oh, going
the
yeah.
J's.
Oh, the J's.
Yeah, Jimmy like Jackson.
Alliteration. Little Jimmy Jackson jumping, jacking up his Jeep, Jim. Yeah.
No, it's a good thought, but no.
Eddie?
It's Bronco.
Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his Bronco.
Yeah! Yeah!
Nice job, buddy.
Nice, baby.
He's going to lay a little rubber later on at the truck pool.
All right, all right. Good. We got a couple more. Oh, Amy and Eddie in the lead now. 3-3, Lunchbox 2.
Yep.
Let's do I Was Jack, You Were Diane from Jake Owen. Oof. Name the car here. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back? Six packs and a blank. Oh. There you go.
Can we
say that
it?
One more time?
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
Six packs and a blank. There you go. Six packs and a blank.
Okay.
I don't even know if this
I'm
is...
in.
I don't even know if this is a car.
I'm in to take the lead, Bones.
And woo! And he's like, a little red wagon? Lunchbox?
Hatchback.
Amy?
A Chevy Cheyenne.
Eddie?
Chevy Cheyenne.
Woo! Yeah!
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne?
Nice job, guys.
Yeah.
You were dying.
Let's do one more.
Amy's not letting me go.
All right, tied up between you two. Let's see what I have here. I have this one. Let me see. Should I do number seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it hard, Mike D?
Okay, here we go. When I think about you... It's Eric Church Springsteen. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old blank.
I am in.
I think about 17.
Uh-huh.
Amy.
For the win.
I'm in. I got it.
You got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I got it. Isn't that the ain't a thing?
Amy.
Jeep.
Eddie.
It's a Jeep.
There you go. It is Jeep. Wow. There it is.
When I think about you, I think about 17. My old Jeep. I think about stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like the soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
Do it, Bones.
Alright. Springsteen.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I have one more.
Good, because okay. We're tied still, right?
I know. Billy Currington, Good Directions. If you guys just tie, you just tie. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, that could have been love. I knew my old blank couldn't run her down.
I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love.
I'm in.
All right. Amy's in for the win. Eddie's shaking his head.
I'm guessing.
Eddie?
On this one.
You're
Ford.
Guessing.
Ford, Amy?
It's Ford, 100%.
Oh.
Wow, you got this. Just going to tie. Yeah. Yeah. Just tie.
Thought you.
Yeah.
You could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down.
Well, we got a tie.
Probably did.
We got to give it to you, too. Look at that.
What is that? Like kissing my sister?
Yep.
Oh.
You know?
Sometimes what, but
you both won.
Okay.
We got two winners here.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a new plastic surgery procedure happening, and doctors have invented a new way to sculpt belly fat into a six-pack.
Wait, now, so you take what you already have and make it better?
Yeah, they form, like they go in for the procedure, and they form like a six-pack. Now, it says here the results don't look perfectly natural. So there's that.
Then why would you have it done?
Exactly. That part made me LOL. And there's no word on when plastic surgeons could start offering this procedure, like for everybody, or how much it's going to cost. But doctors have been practicing on, I guess, volunteers. And it does look pretty legit.
Well, Amy's showing me the picture right now. Hey, listen, it doesn't look perfectly natural, but I can, Eddie, give you a six pack with a Sharpie. Come here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can draw it on you.
The tickles.
There you go.
Do you ever have your spray tan person like do lines on your stomach?
No.
They can do that, you know.
No, no. On Dancing with the Stars, they were like, "Do you want us to airbrush?" Like,
oh, really?
Like shadow on you. And I was like, people will know it's not real. So, yes.
So you had them do it?
Yeah. All right, what else?
That's funny. Okay, so wedding shaming is kind of a big thing on social media, but people are wanting to do it anonymously. So if you have something funny that happened at a wedding where you're just like, you need people to know about it, or something obnoxious that went down at a wedding, there's a group on Facebook called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. And you don't mention the bride or the groom, so the wedding isn't called out. But, I mean, your name is associated with it, so the bride and the groom, not totally anonymous if people do a little digging. But it's a way for you to put stuff out there but not feel bad about outing the bride or groom.
Let's stop outing and shaming. Let's just stop.
I know, I had no idea this was, like, such a thing.
Let's
but
just stop.
People seem to have, you
live,
know.
Live your own life. If people aren't hurting kids or animals, let them live theirs.
Like, a recent post had someone sharing pictures of a superhero-themed wedding, in which they called appalling.
Yeah, but good for them.
I know.
If they love superheroes, everybody listening to me right now, worry about your own business. That's all. Like, someone was telling me what I should do with my dog I'm supposed to gonna get at some point. Here's what you should do. You should. No, let me tell you what I should do. I should do what I feel like doing. Like, so I'll tell people what they should do and what they didn't do right. What about yourself? All right, what else?
Oh, man, there's another pic of a groomsman that peed in his suit. And it was, light gray. Oh. Why are people... I'd be so sad if someone posted that picture of me.
This poor guy probably had a little too much water.
Yeah.
Hydrating like you read on the internet you're supposed to.
It's hard to make it to a bathroom sometimes. Trust me. So women snore just as much as men do, but men are just the ones that admit it and women deny it. Like, I would say right now, if you asked me if I snore, I would say no.
Do you snore?
No.
Oh.
Do you?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, I catch myself sometimes talking. I'll wake myself up talking.
Okay. Morgan, number two, do you snore?
I think I do when I'm in a really deep sleep. But other than that, no.
Yeah, but...
No, you do okay, Morgan, number two.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding.
That's funny, Bones.
Thank you.
Eddie,
thank
do you snore?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Oh, okay. Well, your wife doesn't tell you no clue?
No.
Oh, I have to kick my husband, but I don't know. Just found it interesting that us women, we can't admit it, but we're probably doing it. Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this little six-week-old lab mix puppy was dropped off at an animal shelter because he was deaf. Little puppy's name was Emerson. So they took to Facebook to post about his condition in hopes that the right person or family would come along for little Emerson. And guess what? A 31-year-old named Nick showed up at the shelter the next day because he, too, is deaf.
Oh,
he
wow.
adopted the dog and now has taught him sign language. So far, Emerson knows how to sit, lay down, stay, come, and they're
wow.
currently working on shake, all in sign language.
That's really cool.
I love it.
I do, too. I love it. Ah, that's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, over to Morgan number two with that skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Jake Owen welcomed his daughter Paris Hartley into the world yesterday with his girlfriend Erica. He tweeted a happy birthday to Willie Nelson saying it's a Willie great day, and also a happy birthday to his new daughter.
Yeah, Willie first always, even if you have a
always.
Baby. What else, Morgan, too?
Chris Stapleton posted a picture on social media of his Game of Thrones costume. He had a cameo in Sunday night's episode. His management, got him a part in it, and he went up to Ireland to play in the role.
Sort of. And I watch Game of Thrones. I'm a diehard fan. You wouldn't know it unless you saw, I think, Morgan Stapleton's Instagram. He was one of the fighters, and he dies. You don't notice it during it. But she showed a quick screenshot of him on the ground with his beard. Yeah. But he was in it. He loved
funny.
It so much, and they let him go be in the fight scene.
That's cool.
Which is awesome. Yeah, what else?
Sam Hunt shared that his light tour schedule in 2019 is because he's working on his next album. He says the record's there, and it's just a matter of recording it now.
Wow.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah,
let's
go. We'd like to hear some.
Hey, Sam.
Chop, chop.
We're waiting.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Wow, Raymundo, do you feel left out?
Why?
Vacation didn't even get a mention here in the skinny?
Yeah, where is it on the charts now?
It's at, less in top 30.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Down for a vacation. It's baby on my face.
Yeah, Yeah, this Eric Dodd with Kelly Bannon, Raymundo, the song that Raymundo like is a part writer on, is in the top 30 right now.
It's crazy. I couldn't be more shocked, honestly.
Didn't even make the skinny. I would talk to your Morgan number two over there during the break.
Well, I mean, it caught us all by surprise, honestly.
Look at this guy. Top of the charts, top of the hearts.
Every time I would see someone like posting on Twitter about it, I would just like smile so big. I was like, I can't believe this right now. This song is so good.
You do it all. What can we say?
America likes good songs, and there you go. I guess it's all right.
But you know what? America likes you.
Yeah!
There it is. That's right, Raymundo. You! Thank you, Morgan, number two. Yep.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Let's go over to Amy now and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What does a spider's bride wear?
What does a spider's bride wear?
A webbing dress.
Ah, that's pretty good. That's a good one. That's a good one. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
So I went to American Idol a couple days ago.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And I had this jacket on, and I was wearing this, pretty proud of my jacket, cool jacket. I was like, hey, I like this. And so they go, hey, you got to take that jacket off immediately, like an emergency. And I was like, wait, what? And they say, yeah, Luke already had it on once this season, and then Ryan accidentally wore the same jacket.
Oh.
And now you're wearing it. So three people in a row wore the same jacket. We had no idea. We're the biggest dopes ever. How do we do that?
It's that cool of a jacket, though, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, all you
cool.
guys liked it.
I mean, yeah,
I know. Yeah,
it's
pretty
be.
Cool. So that happened. Hey, do you ever put your cell phone in your bra?
My sports bra.
Yeah. I was just reading a story how it's a really bad idea.
Done it. Why?
Well, keep and it says your sports bra specifically is bad because, again, not to be someone who beats this up, but all of the bacteria on the phone could irritate your skin.
Ew.
And like actually give you a rash.
That makes sense. Or I thought, yeah, maybe it would be like cancer causing. You know how the cell phones are on our brain all the time, so we're probably all going to have brain cancer at some
Boy,
point.
Boy, do I. Yeah, there hasn't been enough time to study cell phones. I mean, they've only been around for, what, 25 years at this point?
Yeah, not long.
I don't even trust the study unless it's been around 50. yeah, I saw that today. I did see, too, one other story to pass along. If you want to eat less calories in a meal, eat dessert first. I just don't believe that.
I mean, I feel like you told
experts,
us that.
I know.
I mean, so it must be true.
Why? Because I said it twice?
Yeah.
Experts say a decadent dessert at the beginning of a meal leads to healthier choices and consuming fewer calories in the meal itself. Yeah, but you still just ate the cheesecake.
Right.
Which is like 3,000 calories.
Right.
Kendall in Oklahoma, what's up?
Hi, Bobby. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, actually freaking out right now that I'm talking to you. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you very much.
I try to call 10 times a day. If I don't get through to you, I just try again the next day. And you all just put the biggest smile on my face every single day.
Well, we appreciate that. We hope as you're, you know, driving into work,
so
it's kind of like a...
Are you down for a vacation?
Yeah, that's what we hope anyway. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. You guys are just... You're the light of my life. I love you guys.
Wow, the light of your
wow.
whole life. That's amazing.
That makes me think she doesn't have a lot going on.
If we're the light. What do you think about that, Kendall?
Well, okay. I mean, yeah, I did just get married and everything. But,
oh.
She's like, you did get married and have a baby, and I did it. But yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate that. We're probably not really the light of your life,
yeah,
but we appreciate you letting us be a part of it.
No, thank you guys so much.
All right, see you later. Well, selfies could be as bad for your skin as tanning or smoking.
Why?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
According to science, because of all the blue ray that comes out of your phone and having the phone pointed directly at your face over and over again, because we don't just take one. With selfie, you obviously take 60, and then you pick one. Yeah, and so the blue light rays from the screen is, like, doing to your face what a tanning bed is doing.
Wow, okay. They need to fix that. I mean, I don't really care about selfies, but I'm thinking, like, if you're making videos, or what about in our is our computer
yes,
screen
bad,
emit
bad.
Blue light? And I'm
all
in
bad.
Front of that all the time.
After having the phone pointed directly at your face, it's pounding it with electromagnet blue light rays from the screen.
Hmm.
And then a lot of these doctors say they get a lot of bloggers who take selfies every day coming in to complain about their skin and their face.
Wow.
I didn't see that one coming.
So there's that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
I saw your daughter's school project on Insta Story last night. Well, so she was doing people from Tennessee.
Yeah. So, well, it was like, it could be anything in Tennessee that, like, she had, like, the bird and the flower and, like, some restaurants here. Elvis was E. And then for A and B, she put...
That's what I was leading it to, is that she started with A and went all the way down the alphabet.
It's called the ABCs of Tennessee.
Right. So A, she had...
Amy.
And B, she had...
Bobby Bones.
And then did she have anybody else on the show for any of the other ones?
No, I can't remember what the other letters
were. No Q for Quiet Mike?
No. Oh, that would have been a good one. But no, I can't remember what Q was. I think that one was probably hard for her.
What was probably Q
like
be?
The Q-tip I used last night in Tennessee.
I thought it was good, though. It's on Amy's Insta story. It may still be up.
Yeah, it should still be up.
Which, by the way, congratulations. Big day for you.
Yeah.
You got a blue check mark on Instagram.
I didn't believe that it was real. I thought, okay, this is a joke.
Look at you. Life's just turning up roses. I know.
People take me seriously.
Tuesday's top three. These are your biggest songs in country music today. And if you look around on the internet... Is Vacation on the top three or no, Raymundo?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. At number three here tonight.
We can just stay here.
Brett Young. Good. It's former number one. Let the words we know we at number two, Chase Rice, Eyes on You.
It's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on.
And at number one, Make It Sweet from Old Dominion. Love those guys. I think it's my favorite band.
Yeah.
One of my favorite period artists in country music. Number ever? One, they're seventh number one. Yeah, maybe ever. I mean, I'm such a big fan.
Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar.
That's number one.
Saturday night, 7 days
the top pop song. Are you familiar with Sucker from the Jonas Brothers?
Yes.
How's it go?
I can't sing it.
I'm a sucker for you. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for you.
There you go.
Say the word and now.
Which shows you should never just read a title. Because I thought it'd be like about a dumb sucker.
Yeah.
Lollipop.
Yeah, or like a Tootsie Pop.
But it's much deeper than that.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for you.
And the number one rock song is Lo-Hi from the Black Keys. Some music there for you. Good reaction to Ingrid Andress yesterday. I mean, first, a couple reactions to Ingrid Andress. I don't know if you guys, I don't go to the Facebook page. Just being transparent with our listeners, it's not a good place for me to go. That made me feel good. I want to go there. Morgan number two runs our Facebook page and posts a lot of show information. People loved her music. That song was the only song that beat Vacation yesterday on the country chart.
But I'm a lady like, whoa.
I'm a huge fan of Ingrid Andress. She plays this, but I guess her clothing choice caused some controversy.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
I don't really even
know how to approach it.
I didn't really notice it. She didn't have a bra on.
Yeah.
I guess I noticed, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was a thing.
I guess in a picture, it just really showed up. So yeah, I mean, on Instagram, Facebook, everybody, relax.
I'm not wearing a bra. Who cares?
Me either. I'm not wearing one today.
Who cares? You don't want to wear a bra? Who cares?
Mm-mm.
Was it mean or funny or nice?
There was some people defending her, but it was pretty brutal.
Guys, stop. Like this. Okay. This is your trusted leader, Bobby, here talking to everybody that gets on our Facebook page. Stop it. Stop being mean on the page. Mm-hmm. I'll take the whole thing down.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, don't do that.
I'll turn this car around and I will go home.
That's
you guys
mad.
Think I'm playing? I will take the whole Facebook page down. I have no room. I was talking with Lacey K. Booth, who's on American Idol right now. And a lot of my mentoring now, because I know them, so what happens off of the show. Because now I'm just shooting promo pieces and we're doing a lot of TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting with them, and Lacey, and she is really one of my favorites. She's going to finish that show, win or not, and come to Nashville and give it a good run. She's that good. And she was down before a show because she was reading her Facebook comments. And then she was down during the show because she performs, and we all have our phones. And so when the cameras aren't on, she's like, they hate me on Facebook. And I said, Lacey K. Booth, this is your rule right now until the show's over. You get on Facebook on Wednesday nights and Thursday evenings, and that's it. Don't look at comments. We're human, we look. But don't get on there unless it's these, because it brings you nothing but negativity. There's not one bit of constructive anything you can get from Facebook people talking bad about you.
The only people you should be listening to are people that have also done what you're doing and people that actually care about you and love you. That's it. And so I'll take the Facebook page down, Bobby Bone Show listeners. Don't mess with me.
And then, like, when you're typing it, be like, okay, would I say this to someone's face?
No.
Because you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
But anyway, if you want to say nice things about Ingrid Andrews, go do that. Yeah. It was awesome.
But I'm a lady like, what?
It's not even about her. It's the big, just stop. I don't even want you listening to the show if you're acting like that. I'll block you from the show. I don't know how that's done yet. I'll find a way to block this signal to your radio or your phone if you're being negative on our Facebook page. I'll eliminate your whole city from, the, from being an affiliate.
Stop acting like that.
That's
guys.
Right. Stop.
Stop. Be serious.
It just frustrates me. There's just no reason to be mean when there's no reason to be mean.
No, I feel you. I see your threat.
Yeah. I'm threatening the crap out of it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we want to play this game? You want to just roll over? You want to roll over and play the game, Raymundo? Okay.
Make sure whoever gets on to play the game that they're not mean on Facebook or they don't get to play.
Listen, I don't want to make jokes because they think I'm playing. I'll take the page down. You've elected me to be your leader right now of the people. Until I'm not your leader of the people anymore, I'm just going to say, you're going to get on Facebook and be hateful. I'll take it down. That's it. All right. Thank you. All right, what else?
Everybody, he's serious. Everybody. I can see it in his face.
Heck yeah, man.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A mother was flying with her 11-month-old daughter. They were 10 minutes from landing in Dallas when all of a sudden the baby has a seizure. And she's freaking out, doesn't know what to do. But the flight attendants on American Airlines came, grabbed the baby, gave the baby oxygen, made it calm, called the emergency crews. They were waiting at the gate. Baby's A-okay, recovering in the hospital.
Wow.
Boy, there's some real strength in that calmness. I'm reading a book now called The Obstacle is the Way, where it's all about being calm and how if you actually want to be better at what you do, it's not always about learning the most. It's about being able to be calm through, you know, the rough patches. Imagine a baby is down on a flight. And that's a good one, man. It's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
And Brandy, hey.
Hey.
You good?
I'm good.
Hey, it's Bobby. You good?
I'm good.
All right, we're gonna let you hop in this game. You and Amy are gonna play real or fake. It's a I'll give you a headline from Florida, and you tell me if it's a real one or a fake one. Okay, you guys good?
Ready?
Okay. Amy, write yours down because I'm gonna let her go first.
Okay.
All right, Brandy, you live in Oklahoma City. What do you do for a living?
I'm a clinic director for dental offices.
Oh, look at you, all professional. Do you have to wear like professional clothes?
Scrubs, not too professional.
Oh, scrubs, that would be the most amazing thing.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Pretty comfy, yeah, for sure.
Here's headline number one. 86-year-old Florida man accused of running a fight club at local retirement home. That's the first story. Been accused of running a fight club with residents at a Vero Beach retirement home. The nurses began to notice unusual cuts and bruises on other elderly residents. Is that real or fake? What do you think about that, Brandy? Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Amy?
Real.
It is fake.
Oh,
Brandy with a point.
That would have been interesting.
Next up, Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth him. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza. Real. She yells real before I even get through the story. A man was arrested for domestic battery after hitting his dad in the face with a slice of pizza because he was mad his dad helped birth him.
Fake. Fake.
You say fake. The answer is real. Randy, you're cleaning up over here.
Yeah. Hey.
Amy's 0 for 2. What do you want to say to her right now? Her head's hanging in shame.
I guess my crazy radar is a little bit better than yours, Amy.
All right, here we go. A Florida man busted as a fake doctor who practiced medicine and delivered babies in Gainesville Medical Center. A 48-year-old Florida man was arrested after posing as a doctor for over 2 years. Altered diploma, altered medical transcripts, altered letters of recommendation, and actually delivered babies at the hospital. Is that fake or real?
I'm going real.
Amy?
Real.
It's fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, here's the...
That could happen, though.
I know that Brandy's leading here, but let's not let the lead get buried. Amy hasn't got one right yet.
That's right.
I mean, I really wanted that 86-year-old fight club at the retirement home to be real.
Still sitting on that one?
Yeah.
A Florida man intentionally drove Ferrari into the ocean at top speed. A 48-year-old Florida man purposely drove his Ferrari off of Palm Beach, Florida highway, close to 200 miles an hour, right into the ocean.
I'm going to go fake.
Amy?
Real.
It's real.
Yes!
Amy!
On the board.
The guy just launched it right into the ocean.
Why in the world would he do that?
I know.
One more. Let's see. Okay. How about this one? A Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics in standoff after SWAT promises him pizza. Okay, listen closely. A Florida man accused of threatening his family by texting them Coldplay lyrics and warning them of retribution was persuaded by police to end a standoff in return for a fresh slice of pizza.
I'll go real.
Amy?
I went real.
Yeah, it's real, but Brandy's our winner here. There we go.
Wow,
yeah.
Brandy!
Brandy, come on the show. It's your rookie appearance, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah, and you win. Let's go to Raymundo and see what the prize is. Hey, Raymundo, what's our prize?
Whatever she wants, I think we might have something real good.
Yeah, that means we have nothing.
Something real good.
A pencil.
Okay. I've seen stuff.
Hold on, Randy. I have $20 in my wallet that we didn't give away during Bobby's money. Hold on, let's give her options here. What else do we have in the room, Raymundo?
Morgan One's looking.
Okay. Would you like a signed...
Got your book.
You want a signed book and $20? I can put the $20 in the book.
I would love a signed book. That would be awesome.
Okay. I'm sorry the prize isn't better. I just wanted to get you on to play the game, but they don't give us much, just in general.
Hey, I'm good. I'm great.
They want to keep us humble, you know? Okay, hold on a minute.
I love it.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. There's Brandy. Amy, I'm sorry you lost that game.
That's okay. I mean, Florida's got good, crazy people, though.
They do. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was on my flight back yesterday from California, and it's about a 5-hour flight, so it's a long one. And there was no Wi-Fi, so I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? World's over. I was in full meltdown mode for about 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this time for something good. And so I'm reading my book, which is called The Obstacle is the Way, and I'm enjoying it. And I don't want to fall asleep because I know I'll never sleep if I get home. So I'm like, I'm going to watch a movie. I open my computer. I only have one movie, and I've been putting it off for like a year.
A year?
Maybe longer. I downloaded it, and it was just so against watching it. And then I was in the studio when somebody was in here in Gator, our station here in Nashville, program. He's like, I didn't like that movie. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it. I got nothing else to do. Turned it on. Loved it. I don't even know if you guys have seen. Have you guys seen La La Land?
Yes, I told you you were going to love that.
Loved it.
So good, right?
Oh, I have zero desire to watch that. Oh,
me too. No, I had zero desire to watch it. You know your attitude right there? First of all, it stinks. Second of all, I have the same attitude.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. If I see it, me.
Bones, tell everyone how good it is.
It's just... City of stars, are you shining just for me? That's Ryan Gosling. I don't even like... I guess maybe I'm liking musicals a little better.
I didn't feel like this was a musical, even though it is.
Just occasionally. I just finished it. I don't judge movies on how I feel during them anymore. Because a movie should make you feel happy, sad, angry, bored, excited. Like, I'm okay with all that. I just want to know how I feel at the end of the movie.
Okay.
And I cried at the end. And I just thought it was so... It made me feel so good. It's just a good movie. And... I think it won. Did it win or did it almost win? They said it won and they called it back. City of
stars. Oh, so good, right? Are you shining
just for me? I don't even want to build it up because I think I enjoyed it so much because everybody said it was not good. City of stars. But and then Sharna, my dance partner, worked with him on the dancing in that movie.
Oh, okay. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact. Yeah. So anyway, I loved it. Never wanted to watch it. It was like, who cares? That's good, man.
So good.
Did you cry at the end?
I don't remember. I don't think I cried, but I got very emotional. Like, the whole... It's just a ride. That movie, God, so good.
Yeah, so there's a reason why it won a bunch of awards. That right there won song, the Grammy Song of the Year, huh? Yeah? It reminds me... Oscar Song of the Year?
Best Original Song.
Best Original Song. It reminds me a bit of 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Remember when... I love that one, too. I'm such a romantic.
Like, single romantic.
I'm such a single guy that's such a romantic. I know. I just want to, like, share my romance. Why can't I, Amy?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, that's
I got
to
start
you.
Going back to a therapist. Idol ends May 19th, the finale. I got to be because then I'll be home for a few months. Eddie and I are going to tour. Raging Eddie's going to tour our live record. But I got to go and figure out what's up. Because I'm actually pretty happy right now. And then for the first time ever, I kind of like me for the first time ever. I'm like, yeah, kind of into it a little bit.
It's first step.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I just got to figure out why I can't. There's something, you know?
Yeah.
Something. Let me see here. Let's go to Barbara in Arkansas. Hey, Barbara, what's happening?
Not much. I listen to your show every day, and I love it.
Thanks.
And I've, you know, I read your first book and some of your second book because I rented it from the library. But I really appreciate y'all's God's show, and I got my son, 13-year-old, to read the first book. So,
what'd you think about it?
But I loved it, and he loved it too. And so I went and got the second book from the library and everything, but it was amazing.
Well, I really appreciate that. It. Well, thank you very much. First book's called Bare Bones, if you want to read it. Yeah, it's nice. Not the book, the call. Carly in Florida, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Oh, hey. I just wanted to call in and say hi. And I listen to you guys a lot, pretty much for the past 5 years, ever since I became a college student commuter. I'm forced to wake up in the morning. And I was just feeling good vibes today. I can't believe I got through and I'm talking to you guys.
Well, congratulations to us is what I would say, more so than congratulations to you. Well, I appreciate that. Listen, we don't get to do this show without you. We appreciate the fact that you feel like you're our friend. I often say I feel like I'm in the companionship business more so than anything else. I hope that when you listen to the show, you feel like you're hanging out with friends, even if you can't touch us, because don't we all want to touch our friends every day?
What do you mean?
You know, I just want to touch you.
Oh, okay.
Come here.
No, no, I'm good. Thank you.
I just feel like if you don't feel like we're your friends, we're not doing a good enough job. And I'm going to say this too, Carly, if I can. Do you mind if I take a little step up on my soapbox for a second?
Sure.
Thank you very much. There are going to be times where you listen to this show and you're so irritated with me, or with Amy, or with Lunchbox, or with Eddie. And there are going to be times you listen to the show, and you agree with the same people so much. But I think that's normal and natural, because that's how you would react with your friends. You don't have a friend that's just awesome all the time. That's not even a friend. That's just somebody you see a few times. Because if you get to know somebody enough, you see all sides of them. You know?
Yeah.
And so I hope that you get annoyed with us sometimes, because that means we're at least being our real selves. If you're not once a week going, Bobby, shut up. Like, I can't take you anymore. I just don't feel like I'm being authentic enough. So I hope that you feel that way, Carly, in every way, good, bad, medium. Hope you're entertained, and I appreciate the call.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, you nailed it with the words. You're better at the words than I am. That's all, you know.
That's because I'm a professional broadcaster.
She's like, you nailed it. I get annoyed with you.
Yes, that's right. You should. You should. Carly, thank you. There's a petition started for a teacher to be fired because on this boy's homework, she wrote pathetic.
Oh.
See? I'm telling you, we just react differently. And when I did bad homework and teacher wrote, this is terrible, I was like, you know what? You're right.
Well, pathetic is strong.
It is strong, but maybe it was. Let me read it, because I'm going to read it first before I get on to, we need to stop being butthurt all the time.
Okay.
Because I might be wrong.
I'm not a person that gets butthurt.
I know. I know, but let's see.
Like, I don't think everybody should get a ribbon or a trophy or whatever.
One father was outraged when he saw the comments on his son's completed homework. A teacher had written on it. Chris Pylon posted the math sheet on social media, took it to Facebook to air his feelings.
Uh-oh.
The second grade student was tasked with completing as many equations in a limited span of 3 minutes. He finished 13 questions, but the teacher wasn't impressed in the slightest. Instead of praising the child for his efforts or suggesting ways to improve, the work was branded, quote, absolutely pathetic, in red ink with a sad face thrown in for good measure. Now, we don't have enough of the story here, because I'm telling you, if 30 questions is what was normal and he did 13, he was a bright kid, maybe he deserved pathetic. I'm okay with not just hugs and kisses all the time.
It doesn't have to be hugs and kisses, but a teacher does not need to throw pathetic on a piece of paper for a second grader to see. Second grader might be like, excuse me, could you define pathetic?
Yeah, what does that mean?
You know what? I understand your point and evaluate it.
Okay.
If it's me in this situation, I would have actually enjoyed that better than, hey, you could do this better.
No. My son's around that age, and I can't imagine, like, that's not going to help him with his learning, me telling him his work is pathetic.
But
just not.
What if he's super good at something? Like, okay. He's super good at it.
I'd be like, hey, buddy, like, this, I'm not, like, I feel like you could have worked harder on this. What could you do next time to be better? Because this isn't your best work.
You could have just said pathetic and move on to the next thing.
Mm.
Are you looking at it, Mike? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? We need more context to the story.
Wow. Absolutely pathetic.
What if it was that? See?
I mean, no, I'm laughing because I can't believe a teacher thought that was a good decision.
There's just got to be more to it.
Hmm.
Here's what I want to see. I want to know the teacher and the student's relationship before.
It's a second grader than
like,
both.
Okay, is it his mom?
I'm thinking about me in second grade. I deserve to be told pathetic.
Well, you
if
in
I was...
second grade, you were like an adult.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just because and I'm biased. Then
you're in a different spot.
I like, should be told.
That's just not how I would want my kids' teachers to handle it at all. And I'm not. It doesn't have to be all roses. She doesn't need to be like feeding him fluff. Like you can tell him what's up, but not in that's just a little much.
You're probably right.
I am.
Okay, well, there you have it. And that's it. We'll see you next week, everybody. We're not leaving. Let's go. I'm reading a lot of comments on our Facebook and our text screen. This teacher was like, hey, kid, I know you're in second grade, but your math homework was pathetic and wrote pathetic on there. And so a lot of people they're all over. They're pretty split, as I would expect. I was under the thought of this kid must be really good and did really poorly, and the teacher must have seen that and known that, because you just don't write pathetic on something. Amy was not. She also has a kid in second or 8 year old around that grade.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you did not like that one bit.
No.
Okay. Grace in Florida, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm real good. What do you think about that?
Teachers are, in my book, I have 5 daughters that, yeah, if teachers can put up with them, more power to them. They can write whatever they want on their reports, because God didn't make anything more better than teachers, so
hey.
As you can tell from my English. But the reason I was telling you,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's Florida education, you know, it's the best. Your book, your first book, I read it, took it to my boss, and it became required reading for our entire team.
Oh, wow.
It was that good. So I just wanted you to know that people in my office that had never heard of you read the book, enjoyed it, and yeah,
well,
it was great.
Thanks. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your input on the teacher situation. You have 5 kids, huh?
5 daughters, yes.
What's your husband, or are you still with your husband?
I'm not anymore.
Same guy, all 5 daughters, or 2 guys?
Yep.
Okay.
5 guys. No, sorry.
Well, hey, you do you.
5 daughters.
Hey, no judgment
man.
Here. You do you. Okay, so wait. Did you guys keep trying for a boy, or how does that work? Because I would think if I had 5 boys or 5 girls, I would just be hopefully going to get something switched up there.
Well, the last set were twins.
Okay.
So, and as I told him as part of our divorce, it takes a real man to make a boy, and it was clear that he was not, because we have 5 girls, but they're all dang. Beautiful.
Holy
amazing.
Crap. Like, shots fired. You're the most pleasant speaker, and maybe the cuttiest cut ever here on the show.
Oh.
Wow. It also almost makes me want to go, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah.
Like, well, Grace, listen, you and your, how old's your oldest daughter?
My oldest is 29, and Amy, she just finished chemo on the 24th, stage 3 invasive carcinoma breast cancer.
Wow,
oh,
29.
Wow.
The whole 9 yards. She's started radiation yesterday, but yeah, April 24th, she finished chemo. She is absolutely beautiful, one of the most beautiful women with a shaved head I've ever met in my life, and just an amazing amazing child.
Oh, we should
that's
send her
awesome.
Some Pimp and Joy stuff.
Yeah, we would. When we put you on hold, make sure we get your address and we'll send her a little Pimp and Joy care package. That's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, Grace, I'm going to tell you, I think we got more from this call than you did. So thank you for calling us.
No problem.
All right. I'm going to put her, hey, I'm going to put her on hold, Raymundo. Thank you. She's on line 1. Well, how about that, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go to Taylor in Kentucky. Hey, Taylor, you're on the show.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
I go to school in downtown Louisville. I drive about 45 minutes from Shelbyville every day. And it just happened this year, and every day I listen to your all show now, and I'm totally addicted.
Oh, thanks. Well, we're still semi-new in Louisville, and so I appreciate
yeah.
you listening. I do believe when Eddie and I are putting out a live Raging Idiots comedy record, I think we're going to come to Louisville and tour, so hopefully you can... yeah, hopefully you come to a show and we can meet you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, well, Taylor, I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
All right, see you later. I did a podcast, by the way, on Sunday, which is rare, but one of my friends was in town doing comedy, who's Nikki Glaser, and she was on Dancing with the Stars with me. It's how we met. Did you ever meet her?
No, I never met her, but I've known about her through you.
Became really one of my dearest friends, and we met each other. We were both so not famous that we thought each other was a dancer on the show. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and I was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so we both sat down in makeup chairs on our very first day.
I was so nervous. I didn't know any of the other stars on the show. But when you sat down next to me in that chair, and I was getting my makeup done, and then you slide in. And yeah, I thought you were one of the dancers because I didn't recognize you as one of the stars. So I go, are you a dancer or a star? And you were super flattered.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sweet, I'm a dancer? Because nobody, I was the least famous person on there. But yeah, she's a comedian and I think really one of my favorite Bobby casts ever. It's episode 174 with Nikki Glaser. Search Bobby cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And she talked about how you immediately get super close with your partners on Dancing with the Stars and how reality shows, she actually sees how you can fall in love with people.
It really is a perfect environment to fall in love with someone. It is like The Bachelor. It's like, it's a controlled environment. I mean, you are that close to someone immediately, day one, for hours a day. You're gonna have an intimacy that it's manufactured. So it's not real. As soon as the show ends, I don't think most of the relationships that start keep going.
We talked about how I was doing the draft and people were like, who's Bobby Bones? Like all the time. Like my whole life is either who's Bobby Bones or who's Bobby Jones or some. It's just part of what I live with now.
People who say who's blah, blah, blah. Were you born knowing who Tom Hanks was? You have to learn who people are that you're going to then come to love. People just hate anything new. And it's like, who's Bobby Bones? It's like, well, give him a shot because this is a new person that is in the entertainment world that you're probably going to enjoy.
And then we were talking about dating apps and she's on the same app that I'm on. And she saw a music star and I wasn't going to say who it was, but
I just wanted to see if he liked me too. He did. We matched. He wrote, hi, Nikki, and I never wrote back because I was too scared. Then I'd go on a date with him, and then what if I'm like, all I want to talk about is August and everything after? I mean, I
love it. Which is a famous album from
Love It,
The Counting Crows.
Oh.
And I wasn't going to make her say that. But anyway, check it out. It's the new Bobby Cast with Nikki Glaser. It really is fantastic. It's almost 2 hours long because it was just two friends sitting there talking. Wherever you listen to your podcast, search out Bobby Cast, BobbyCast. It's free to listen to on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen. Remember when you talked about that belly surgery you can get?
Yeah, it makes 6-pack abs.
Yeah, a guy got that.
Oh, that, like someone we know?
No, but like a dude. Like he paid $4,000.
What?
He had the liposuction to remove fat and insert it into specific parts of his stomach. It enhances the natural ab lines. He says, I want my ab lines to be more defined, so I did the surgery. That weird surgery you were talking about is the first time I've seen anyone do that. I don't know. Kanye's mom died from plastic surgery.
Oh, well, yeah, I forgot about that. Once, but right. She went to another country. Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
And
it's cheaper. Me too.
It is cheaper.
Well, yeah. I know, but Kanye's your son. You know?
That's
sure
true.
You could have got it done.
I'm not sure of that situation. I don't know. That stuff's scary to me. Mariah in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. You guys are amazing, and I actually got through. So I just wanted to call and let you know that my 4-year-old is absolutely obsessed with you and points you out every time you're on the TV.
Oh, thank you for just watching them when I'm on TV.
Oh, we watched Dancing with the Stars just for you voted on like 4 different phones. So.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got to tell you, the Idol ratings came in American Idol. Just crushing it now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so happy. I think we're at the final 6. And then now that'll be Sunday night. There's 3 weeks left. There's 6 left. And it's tough now because they're all different kinds of singers. Usually you have a few big voices and you're like, well, who's going to sing the best this week? But they all do different kinds of music now. But we're down to the final 6. And what kind of stinks is, and I hope I don't irritate the judges because I like all 3 of them a whole lot, but they'll go, hey, how do you feel about the judge's decisions? Sometimes I don't like it.
Mm.
And I have to say it. I'm like, don't agree with it. But they've got us strategically placed now. They have the judges go first, then they have the contestants go, and they put me last because they know that I'll say whatever I'm feeling, and I'm not worried about anybody standing around me. So I went and I went to the press line last, and I was like, I thought it was horse crap Walker Burrows got voted off. I would have saved him. There are only like 4 on that show I would have saved, and he was one of them I would have saved.
You said that?
Yeah. But I just say because I can't remember lies. I'd probably lie all the time if I could. I'll be honest with you. I'd be just lie. Listen to this. Look at me. I'm lying. I can't. I talk too many places to remember my lies. So I don't. And I was like, I would have saved Walker Burrows, and he wasn't saved. And had a good talk with his dad after the show. Because I do spend a lot of time with them off camera. Now on camera, I'm basically a glorified interviewer, and occasionally I'll say a couple things, but off camera is where I'm really doing most of my work at this point, because we're so late in the season, they bring big celebrities to bring in ratings for some of the mentorship. And so I work with them a lot off camera, and I've just spent a lot of time with Walker. So good. But I was sad to see him go, and I said that, and, you know, they keep me away from the judges at the end of the show because of that.
Yeah.
I bet they save somebody next week. I think they have to save somebody next week. They have one save left. But that it is funny, like Jesse James Decker reached out to me last night and was like, hey, how do I get a hold of Lacey K. Booth? I like to, you know, encourage her. And I was like, well, that's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I'm having fun on that show. It's good. In 3 more weeks and wrap it up. There is an email. You have a new email podcast up or no? When did that go up?
Today.
Oh, it's going up today?
It's already up.
Were you responding to emails?
But people can't access it till after the show.
Oh, yeah, because it's not even on.
Right.
It kills itself during the show. 4 Things with Amy Brown. Search that podcast out and check it out today if you're done. We got lots of podcasts for you whenever the show's over, so you can keep listening to us. Can't get enough of us, hopefully.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
A Maryland lottery player claimed a $50,000 Powerball prize 2 months after the drawing, which that itself isn't abnormal, but the explanation was the ticket had been hidden by her cat. The 67-year-old Baltimore woman told the Maryland lottery officials that the $2 quick pick ticket was one of that she had bought, and she put her tickets on the nightstand for safekeeping, but then her cat knocked off some papers and got behind the bed, and she didn't see it till spring cleaning.
Oh, wow.
Oh. So she really didn't know if she won either until she looked over them. She used the Maryland Lottery app to check the tickets, and one of them was a winner, won $50,000.
That's amazing.
The cat knocked it behind the thing. What's going on today? Let's go around the room, Amy.
Today I have my lash appointment, I think. I need to double check.
What exactly
that.
Does that mean? You get your eyelashes?
Yeah,
done?
You went to my appointment, and I just laid there for an hour. So, oh, yes, it is, because I've also booked a conference call at the exact same time.
For it's work?
A perfect way to, like, get stuff done while I lay there doing nothing. What about you?
I'll be getting ready for iHeart Country Fest, which is this week.
Yeah, you getting your lashes done?
No. Oh, no. Looking over notes, I'm hosting it, and the Raging Idiots are playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just kind of getting ready, because that's just the thing right now. And then I go straight from it back to American Idol. We only have 3 weeks left of the show. So this week's going to be cool because we're doing Showstoppers, which is, I'm not going to say who's coming in yet. But the week after that, I'm picking all the songs as one of the whole thing. I got to make sure all my song picks are good for the contestants.
Yeah.
Like whatever I pick, they play. And I was going to pick all like John Mayer and Garth Brooks. I really was going to try that. But I didn't. I did because I just didn't feel like it'd be fair to them.
Yeah.
But I did pick a Raging Idiot song for everybody to play.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wow. Wouldn't that be funny?
That's if they're hilarious.
Like, when I grow up,
hilarious to us.
Yeah. Everybody else be like, what is this?
Well, yeah, all the listeners that watch it are amazing.
So that's what's going on with me. I'm gonna go box today. I'm just being on the road makes me feel gooey. Like,
yeah.
Bleh. So I'm going to go hit it today. Lunchbox, what's up?
I'm heading to Austin today because I have a lunch tomorrow to give away last-minute tickets to iHeart Festival in Austin. So I'm getting on an airplane.
Are you staying?
Yeah, I'm staying there.
I go Thursday. When do you go? Thursday? You go with me on Thursday? Friends forever?
I don't know. We'll have to compare.
BFFs forever?
Yeah.
Thank you all. We'll see you on Wednesday. I'm on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you so much. We'll see you Wednesday. Thank you.
Bobby Bones. Show.